Jasmine, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, looking at the results from this new report, Instagram, as I mentioned there, named the worst social media app for mental health. Why exactly? What kind of effect is this having on young people, in particular, young women?
Yeah, so I think that that new report that came out of the UK is really interesting. But one thing I think is important to keep in mind is that study asked people what platform had the most negative impact on their anxiety and their body image. So it's interesting to think that most young people thought that Instagram had the worst impact, but I think that we also need to keep in mind that we also need to look at research and see whether it actually does have the worst impact. But in regards to Instagram and body image, well, Instagram is an image-based social media platform. So when people scroll through Instagram, they're constantly bombarded with images of others. Now, most people generally present the most attractive and the best versions of themselves on social media. And when looking at those attractive images, people can often compare their own appearance to those images. And if people think they look less attractive, then that can have a negative impact on their body image. So I think a big part of the reason that Instagram and Snapchat and these image-based platforms can have a negative impact is because of the comparisons that people could be making online.
Mm. Well, talking of comparisons, print media and women's magazines, they used to get quite a lot of flack for having this negative influence on people's body image, promoting this kind of ideal body image, this ideal appearance. Social media apps like Instagram or indeed Facebook or other image-based social media platforms, has that actually really changed or accelerated the way the people perceive their own body image?
Well, I think, traditional media like magazines and television, they still can have a negative impact on body image. They still present a very ideal, a particular body type that is supposed to be attractive. I think what the difference is now is that people aren't spending that much time reading magazines, whereas social media, young women report spending around 2 hours on social media every day. So they have a lot more access to it. They're seeing these images of, what people are portraying as attractive women on a regular basis. I think that the ideal that's portrayed online is very similar to the ideal that's portrayed in magazines. But I think one potential reason why social media could be a bit different is that people might feel more similar to people on social media. So although, celebrities and Instagram famous people are also kind of seen as famous, but seeing them on Instagram and social media, they might be seen as more similar and relevant to everyday women. Mm. And so when viewing these attractive images, they may think that there's more of a pressure to look that way because maybe it's seen as more attainable when it's on social media than in a magazine.
And I guess in some of the other social media platforms, you mentioned there people putting their ideal persona online for others to view. Is this having other fairly negative effects outside of body image in terms of depression? You see people on Facebook, I've got this new job, I've saved up for a new holiday, I'm going overseas, I'm doing all these wonderful things with my life. And people are sitting back and going, well, I'm not doing all those wonderful things, and sort of having an impression that way as well.
Yes, definitely. So, social media is often described as a highlight reel. And although people can compare their appearance to others, they can also compare on every other aspect of their life. So I also think whatever is of concern to a person at that time, so if they really want to go traveling or if they really want to get a new job, seeing posts of other people traveling or getting promotions can definitely make them feel bad. So yes, definitely there's a lot of different areas that people can compare on social media, and because usually just the positive aspects of people's lives are online, it definitely has the potential to make people feel worse.
Although ultimately social media is a tool for people to be using in order to, express themselves or to keep up with other people. So we often hear about these kind of negative impacts that social media has. But you see some rather nice things that float around as well. People, campaigns and the like that let people know they're not alone with depression and mental health. So is there a way that these apps could be used to increase awareness around body image and mental health?
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, it's not all bad. People wouldn't spend long periods of time online if it was terrible. And it wasn't having any positive impact. So, social media gives people potentially access to others who are experiencing similar concerns to themselves, which can definitely have a positive impact. It can also help people access information about physical and mental health. But there's a lot of exciting kind of suggestions that social media may be used as a screening tool for mental health, which I find particularly interesting. So I've known one study that found that they could predict who would suffer from depression based on the types of things that they posted online. So I think we need to do more research in that area, and I'm certainly hoping to do that in the future to see whether we can predict people's mental health outcomes by their social media posts, and then if we can then somehow create alerts or information to places that they can seek help if they are at risk. So there's a lot of potential positive things that can come out of social media, and it's certainly not all negative.
Well, that is an absolutely intriguing thought as well. Maybe a thought for another time. Jasmine, really appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.